Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 43, A Monster. On Artonia, in the city of the Warriors, there is a tense situation. A monster has been surrounded. From the right, two policemen and a mob approach Dr. Vlad, Herod, and Crone 8. From the left, approaches a group of policemen. Dong! 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 It is 3 o'clock. The donging of a clock seems to add to the feeling of an approaching showdown. Dr. Vlad holds a little boy hostage. Inside of Dr. Vlad's head is a warrior named Eleni. She is watching the situation. There is so much noise, she feels so disoriented. She has never been disconnected from her body like this. She just wants to go home. She just wants this to be over.
Stay back! Stay back, or I will kill the boy!
Let the boy go!
Shut up. Didn't you hear that he is helping us?
Just give yourself up.
I will hurt you again if you speak again.
The crowd is not moving forward, but they are yelling. Leave the boy alone, you monster. Get the killer. You murdered my family. I want him. Are some of the shouts that can be heard. The lead policeman intervenes to try to calm the situation.
Quiet!
Dr. Vlad, calm down. Let the boy go.
Stay away from me. Let me pass.
No one is going to hurt you. Let the boy go, and let's go somewhere and talk about this.
Don't talk to me like you care. Don't talk to me like you are in control. I am in control. I am Dr. Vlad. I am a god. You should follow me.
The crowd is incited by Dr. Vlad's words. Shouts of you are the devil or a demon or a monster resound from the crowd. Anger and hatred flares as the tone of the crowd escalates to more and more threatening. Dr. Vlad has a truly bloody history.
We need to take this man. He is going to cause a riot.
The policeman slowly moves his hand to his weapon. He takes the safety off and moves it to the stun position. The Sadastra Medical Institute. In room 1170 of the hospital, the body of Eleni lays motionless. Her husband is at her bedside. He is crying on the outside and the inside. He is a warrior without his shine. Just an hour ago, he was filled with nothing but anger. He just wanted to be left alone. He and his wife were happy, alone together. They were tired of the responsibility of being warriors. So they just informed everyone that they were leaving, and they did. They denounced their warrior names and became just Eleni and Kelvar again. And they were happy. But now they have been brought back here. And now, Eleni is seemingly dead. Kelvar's light can draw you into his mind. You cannot move except in the imagination that is his. He uses his light now on Eleni. He tries to draw her mind into his, but he cannot. There is just nothing there. It is like an empty shell. He has only felt this one time. In fact, it was the first time that he ever shone. It was when he was a much younger man. Those were the times when the world seemed like it was going to end. The city had been attacked by black worms that could suck the life from you. Kelvar and his parents were trying to escape the worms. There was fire and screams everywhere. The smoke was filling his lungs, and he was desperately trying to find his mother and father. He had gotten separated from them in the mayhem. When he found them, they were dead. The worms were still on them, glowing. He stood there unmoving, except to wipe away the tears and the occasional coughs. That's when he began to shine. It was a light that beckoned his mother and father to himself. But there was nothing there. It was cold, still emptiness. It was like now. After that, his light never shined again for years. He was afraid to allow it, but that was when he was a child. He is not one now. He will use it to get revenge on the one who has done this. And so once again, he is angry. He is being urged forward by anger and a feeling that Eleni is still out there drawing him to her. He rises and storms out of the room. He pushes the nurse to the floor that blocks his exit. People angrily yell at Kelvar, but he doesn't hear them. He doesn't care about them. When he becomes angry, he can be quite a monster. Eleni can't hear Dr. Vlad's thoughts well when he doesn't want her to. But she can catch some of the stray thoughts. She hears a thought so monstrous that it shocks her. Dr. Vlad has no scruples when it comes to protecting his own life, and Eleni just sees how much now. Dr. Vlad is going to kill everyone here. He is going to use the robot to see if he can send their souls from their bodies. She is evidence that the robot can send away at least one soul at a time.
Doctor, no. You can't be. You can't do what you're thinking. You can't kill all those people.
Eleni, sacrifices must be made so that I can live.
There's got to be at least 40 people here.
There's got to be at least 40 people here. Think about the innocent people just following the crowd. None of these people have done anything to you except cast angry words in your direction.
And what have I done to them?
To ask a question like that? You're truly self-absorbed. You've harmed the ones they love. You've taken from them something dear to their hearts. They wouldn't be here otherwise.
So, should I let them kill me?
You should surrender.
Dr. Vlad starts laughing. And that is his answer to Eleni and the end of the conversation.
I can't let him do that. He only cares about himself. I'm sure he'll do it.
Eleni's thoughts swirl. Then she realizes that Vlad can only move his body by using her.
Cronate, I need you to kill.
Vlad cannot finish the sentence. He loses control of his mouth. The revenge is again immediate and vicious against Eleni. She screams at the horrific pain, but she is able to get a few thoughts out.
If you don't stop, then I will take away movement from your arms and legs. You will drop the gun and be at the mercy of the mob and the authorities. You need me now, or you will die.
Dr. Vlad stops this attack. Master, what is your order?
Tell him to stand down.
I cannot speak.
I do not trust you.
And you shouldn't. But I need you, and you need me now, or you will die too.
You will deliver me to my body.
I will have to give the order to Cronate.
I control your body. I will make it speak.
She does, but Vlad fights against her. She finds that she cannot force a movement that is directly against Dr. Vlad's will.
It seems we need an agreement, or at least not direct opposition now, to work my body.
Well, you need to do something quickly. It is your time that is running out.
Master, who should I kill?
You are too. He cannot disobey my order. He will have to kill. If you get me out of here, then I will allow you to control my mouth.
I don't trust you.
I do not trust you either. But I am trusting you first. I must allow you to speak, and then I must trust that you will fulfill your end. I am the one who can be betrayed.
Eleni controls Vlad's voice without opposition from Vlad. As she finishes, she is hit with a strike of pain that is so painful that the pain does not stop. And with that, Vlad is able to get out one word. It is Saraj. Understood. Counting down from 10 minutes.
What have you done? What does that command mean?
Cronate is a biogenetic temporal bomb. I found out working on him. I also found the initiate sequence for the explosion. He will explode, taking out the planet.
The bomb would have been detected. The known Reba looked him over before delivering the robot here. They would have found the bomb.
They gave the robot over to me because they did not understand it. The way the bomb is set is ingenious. Only I could have made it. And only I could have found it.
Impossible. A bomb is a bomb. There is no way that he can do that.
Are you sure of that? Can you risk the death of all here?
Eleni is silent with the standoff.
I want you to realize that this includes your husband, Kelvar.
Can you so easily destroy all of a life on a world?
Before, you called me a monster. Now you are about to find out what a monster I am.
I?
Your whole world. The millions of men, women, and children.
I...
Can you let that happen? No, you cannot, because you are not a monster.
I am not a monster, but I guess I have to be.
Eleni causes Dr. Vlad's weapon to fire and then drop to the ground. The shot kills Harrit. The crowd immediately goes wild and rushes toward Dr. Vlad. Dr. Vlad immediately tries to go for the gun, which allows Eleni to say,
"Cronate! Immediate shutdown!"
Shutting down is not possible until the countdown has stopped. Continuing countdown at 8 minutes. She had not anticipated that. She wanted to stop this madness. She has killed a boy for nothing. There is so much frenzy and yelling. Eleni is disoriented. She has to stop all this, and she has to stop the bomb, but there is no time.
Dr. Vlad, you have to give the command. You have to give the command now to stop the robot.
Luck is not with Eleni today. She feels Dr. Vlad's body awash in energy. The policeman has fired his weapon and hit Dr. Vlad. She manages to glance at the large clock. It says 3:33. Then she sees nothing, but she does hear the words. The detonation of the biogenic temporal bomb is now at 6 minutes. Next time, Dreaming of the Sun.